You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences, the show where your four favorite people from the internet, Carly Incontro, Matt King, Aaron Guilfoyle, I should say three favorite people, and me, Mike Sheffer.
Stop.
Liar in chief, Mike Sheffer.
Liar, pants on fire.
Liar in chief.
Today we're going to be going over some misheard lyrics.
Some common ones,
maybe we'll find some revelations today.
Are you guys big lyric nuts? Like,
I'm
yourself?
I'm a lyric person, yes.
Are you a type of person where you're already falling in love with the song and you look up the lyrics to know it even better? Or do you think lyrics kind of really register already well with your head to where you don't need to look them up?
I have to look up lyrics if it's like Ariana Grande.
What is she saying?
1975, you know, if I can't understand what they're saying, right. I gotta look up the lyrics to know what they're saying. But if I can hear it clearly, I don't need to look
up
the lyrics.
Does the lyrics change your liking of a song? Could it make you like it more or
sometimes,
less?
Sometimes, yes.
Makes me like it even more sometimes when I like really, I don't know. I feel like you are putting like a visual to how you're hearing it and it makes you appreciate it more. I don't know.
Yeah. So do you ever listen to music in languages that you don't understand?
Yes.
Yeah, the 1975.
Yeah. Ariana Grande. Taylor Swift, her Fearless album.
Sometimes yeah. I don't know the country. Lyrics to a song and I think I do, and then I look the lyrics up and it will ruin the song for me.
I'm oh, like, that's
ew,
a crazy
that's
thing.
What they're saying. Oh. And it like the, because I just think the words are like whatever, they're just completely different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't like this anymore. And like, I feel like lyrics can only just ruin a song. I wish lyrics like almost didn't exist. I just like the sounds of the people's voices. I don't want to know what you're singing about. I don't need to hear about
no one's
and
the
my
same
friend,
way. Like, I'm like, wait, listen to the like Taylor's. I'm like, listen to what she's saying here. And he's like, I can't like hear it really.
Yeah,
I'm
like doesn't
what?
Matter.
Yeah, I think I'm a mix of the both.
Like, I'm like, yeah.
Because sometimes thing, I'm just yeah. like, oh, whatever, I don't care. But then there are some songs that I'm like, I feel so deeply connected to that I'm like, oh, I need to know everything.
Like the lyrics.
Yeah. Yes. But when I was in like middle school, high school, like anytime I would listen to a song, like AZ lyrics is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Rap
oh,
Genius.
Yeah.
Like I would
rap punk, genius.
Punk lyrics. Like yes. I would literally study the words to songs. But I'm not like that at all anymore. Like some 1975 songs, I will just be like,
like
I'm like, oh,
that's
terrible, literally how
and sometimes
he
I feel
sounds.
Like a terrible fan where I oh, know I all 1975 stuff, but yeah. it can get to some part I'm like, I don't
I think
know
you're
this
just
part.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just keeping
real.
It real.
You're keeping it real,
and I'm
dude.
Vibing. Like I know what's coming, mm-hmm. but yeah, I don't know. I've started to, as I've gotten older, like not be as into the lyrics, but I do appreciate a song that I feel like really
or like some people when
about.
They're like, oh, I do you like the beat or the words? And I'm like, okay.
I like the whole
words.
Thing.
Well, like when they just call the music the beat, I'm just like, oh,
the
we
beat.
Are not speaking the same.
I like
everybody's
the beat.
Going to the beat.
I like
what
the beat. Everyone's going to the beat. Passion Pit.
And everything is going to the beat.
Is he saying everything or everyone?
It's actually
everything's going to the beat.
Everything's going to the beat. I think so. And then that's
misheard
like a sample
lyrics.
From like a weird like Irish church hymn kind
oh,
of thing.
Oh, that's right. I actually, you know, grew up singing that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
You said we were like fire around the room.
We're going to get copyright
yes.
claimed.
Yeah.
Oh, that is Naked and Famous.
Oh,
yeah, that's the one.
Sounds the
right?
same.
What were we
Everything
talking about the other night?
The
oh,
beat.
The Stomp Clap America.
Boom, clap,
oh.
stomp.
Hey,
ho,
ho.
Just
oh,
like
yeah.
millennial, like
what?
Stomp. Like,
I don't know you.
Oh,
you
don't
know me, my
That was a
oh,
hit
I
at the moment.
I loved Luminous.
And I feel like Catfish really made that song what it was.
It's
For me,
my,
it was Nashville.
Wait, in that song, is he saying, you don't know me in my sweet
heart.
Heart or is it home? I thought it was
Sweet Heart. Sweetheart.
I remember when
I'll
this song
got. I'll
look
up the lyrics.
Yeah, I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart.
Who sings that and what is it?
Lumineers. Ho-Hey.
But Ho-Hey.
Bitch, you slut.
Ho-Hey, it's Turkey Day.
We were just out the other night talking about like how this just like explosion of what I call like stomp clap hey ho music, where it was Lumineers, Mumford and Sons.
Oh, I loved it. I loved Mumford and Sons.
Kyle Gordon just did a big song. How does it go? Oh, he's like making fun of that whole genre.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
God, it was stuck in my head all last week and now I can't think of it.
Hey.
What is it, Carly?
It's I belong with you, you belong with me, you're my sweetheart.
Oh.
I belong with you.
These were the days I was looking at the words.
You thought it was home?
I still feel like he's saying home.
Oh, you feel like it?
Yeah, okay, you sound like a Republican right now, MAGA.
You belong with me in my sweet...
In my sweet home.
Yeah.
In my sweet home.
Isn't it sweet?
My tacky home.
Home, sweet home.
Right, it's like you're my home. It's more meaningful that way. Change the lyrics.
You're my sweet home.
I looked up some and I learned this one. Cannot believe it. Toto Africa.
Okay.
Yeah. Where I always thought it was this. There's nothing that there's nothing that 100 men on Mars could ever do.
There's nothing that 100 men on Mars
could ever
do. That's how I always thought it was.
And that's not what it is?
No, it's what the actual lyric is. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
Oh.
But I always thought there's nothing that 100 men on Mars could ever do.
I don't know if I ever knew the words.
I accepted that.
You're like, okay, on Mars. Yeah, sure.
Wow. How do you feel learning?
I don't know. I don't feel embarrassed. I just feel.
Once you learn, do you think you'll now, when that song comes on, sing it, or you'll still say Mars?
Hopefully, I remember this. I feel like I'm gonna forget and could ever do. I remember also there was one
on Mars. Yeah.
There was one that was really divided back in like middle school. It was Sugar, We're Going Down.
Okay, yes. Give me the line.
A loaded gun complex, cock it and pull it. A lot of people would think it was a loaded gun complex, cock it and pull
loaded
it. Because it's
complex.
Like, we're talking about.
I probably thought that.
Cock it and pull it. Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
the gun and it's a loaded gun.
It's a loaded God complex.
Like loaded that, God yeah. complex.
It's such a play on words. I never actually even realized that.
And it doesn't. What is it? Really mean? What,
like, you're a loaded God complex. Like, you think you're better than everyone and, like, you're going to. Like cock it and pull it, like okay,
got
show,
it. And
show
the
it
notch
off.
In the bedpost, and you're just a line in a song. Like, is the notch in the bedpost? She's keeping track of how many people she
yeah.
slept with.
And then it's like, well,
do
you're
people
just
do that?
That's like an old yeah. phrase from like the 70s and 80s.
It's like keeping count,
like a lady of the night.
No.
Some people in their notes app keep track of like who they've slept with.
Oh.
You so just mark it on.
It's also just a figure of speech, I believe.
No, but people like in the olden days they'd have the bedpost, like the wooden bedpost, and every time they bang somebody, they would
still have wooden bedposts. By the way,
I have one. Every time we bang, I do a little.
Yeah, they exist.
In the olden days.
Yeah, they exist. They are visible.
They would
we acknowledge.
They would put a notch in their bedpost, and that's like how many people they slept with. And
yeah.
And
why would they ruin their furniture?
It was the phrase, like in the Wedding Crashers, not the Wedding Crashers, in Wedding Crashers, Christopher Walken's talking to Vince Vaughn. He goes, "She's not just another notch in your bedpost."
Oh, but she's just what? Another line in a song.
trying
to do a Christopher Walken impression.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
got it.
In the
and speaking of bedposts as well in lyrics, just a halo hanging on the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed.
Oh, she was looking kind of dumb.
No.
Different song.
Don't do
the
that.
Halo is. Something that's like she's keeping something around to be innocent later. Wait,
say it again.
Every morning, there's a halo hanging
from
the corner
of
my girlfriend's
four-post
bed.
Because she's an angel.
Yeah.
And she takes her halo off and hangs it on because she's an angel.
I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand. Is he saying, okay, so that's not his... So it's his girlfriend's halo who's an angel, but he's trying to maybe use that to like get by.
I guess. He was also probably on a lot of drugs when he wrote the song and it's not really
every
like...
morning there's a halo
hanging
from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed. I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand.
Yeah.
It kind of doesn't really make
it was,
sense.
As a kid, I was like, what's going on in this?
How to
like,
work it out.
The syntax of that's pretty wild.
I feel like he's... I'm reading the lyrics.
Like,
I feel like
he's
saying... I feel like he's saying... His girlfriend is an angel, hangs her halo, and he like doesn't deserve her because like I know it's not mine. Like It shouldn't be me,
the
but
the halo is not his.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. And like, but I'll see if I can, like, I'm gonna take this for a spin, like maybe use it on a girl or something.
Oh,
I think
so
that's
he
what
could
it means.
Be innocent and present as an innocent person
what
to somebody
interesting
else.
Interesting picture.
It's very confusing.
We could do a whole episode just talk about Taylor Swift lyrics.
Oh God. I'm a girl and you're a boy. Wow, it's so deep.
That's not what it is. See, that's the whole problem.
True.
I feel
that's
like you have like really fragile masculinity, Mike.
No, she's just...
Sometimes I hear things like that too. Like you listen in a way where you're like, this is so deep. And I'm like, what's she saying? I like this.
Like loss
melody
of my life. Come on.
Like you were there at the altar and then you walked away. It's because she walked away at the altar. Don't you get it?
I'm that's
like,
not what
it's
it
not
is.
A, it's there's not, no, there's not
that's
a
actually,
metaphor
that's
here.
Actually not like metaphors that I would even care about.
Anyway, sometimes what I used to do when I was a kid, because I knew that I would hate
no, I'm mad.
Learning the lyrics, is I would, before I look up the lyrics, I write down my gibberish fake version of whatever the lyrics are so that even when I like learn it, I still can remember the way that I want to remember it, because it'll like, if I,
Aaron,
if I look up the lyrics and then learn what they actually are, it'll, and then I can't unhear it. It like, I, it kills me if I can't unhear it the way I did. So I will write down my like flibbity boppity boop. And I'm like, he's saying flibbity boppity boop.
Do you still do this?
Yeah.
This, you never do this.
I do. I literally do. I
where
do.
Is it? Bring your journal next time.
Yeah, let's
let's
bring the notes.
Your misheard lyrics.
Or it'll be like a Van Morrison song.
We should, you should bring it in and then we should guess what song it is that you wrote down.
Like Van Morrison, he will sing and he's very like, and I like hearing him almost sound like he's just doing gibberish. And then I'll read the lyrics and I'm like, oh, it's kind of like not that good. But I'm happy that I remember my gibberish version so that I can still sing along.
Respect.
Then I like lose it. And now it's like, it's literally, it will change the song when I hear what they're actually saying. And it like, I don't like it.
I wonder what form of autism that is.
Pretty high up there.
It's on the spectrum.
Moderate
sure
to severe, moderate to yeah severe.
Do, one me and my brother used to do, we knew it wasn't the real lyric, but do you remember the Lizzie McGuire theme song?
Oh yeah. Oh my
like,
God.
If you believe we got a picture, perfect plan.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and he goes, sometimes we make it. And sometimes we fake it. My brother and I go, sometimes we're naked. We get one step closer each and every day. Figure it out on the way. Theme songs
so
from the fucking 90s and like the early 2000s were
nothing
like
compares.
They don't do theme songs like that.
No.
They're this way of just like, things happen, we get through it, and yeah, we're one big family.
Imagine like The Pit has one like that.
Like whatever happened to predictability?
Someone actually commented saying that they used to mess up the words to the Drake and Josh.
Oh.
Oh.
Let me find
dude,
it.
The Drake and Josh theme song, I never fucking know. I never know.
Sometimes I'll see a cover of someone doing like an acoustic, like deep soulful version, and it's so beautiful. The lyrics are great.
Wait, I just saw that on TikTok.
There's like a girl who does it.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, this is actually really
yeah,
sad.
Yeah, it's really good.
Let me see if I can find it.
What's the Scrubs theme song?
Oh, Scrubs theme song. I also had a
no
lyric.
No Scrubs?
From No Scrub.
Scrub is a guy.
Who thinks he's...
Fly?
Who is also known as a...
Busta.
I always thought it was Bust-Up.
Bust-Up?
He's also known as a Bust-Up.
Wait, what is she saying, though?
Bust-Up.
Busta.
Like Busta. A buster.
But for the longest...
A bus stop?
A bus stop. Like, because... trying to holler at me, remember, like that's part of the song in that like
yeah holler at me
it, and I'm like, oh, he's at a bus stop and so yeah, he's like hollering at her. This is my brain as a 8-year-old, okay, so
yeah,
forgive
that's
me
fair.
That's
I mean you were
it,
going to a lot of bus stops probably on the way to school,
yeah,
right, so you think, oh, he's a bus stop.
he's a bus stop
he's
yeah
just a measly old bus stop.
Okay, the Drake and Josh theme song, she said, I don't know if this is funny, but the Drake and Josh theme song, she thought was realign instead of realize. They say, it's going to take some time to realize. But she thought
instead
it was realign.
Oh. Yeah.
Similar, like, idea, though.
It's going to take some time to realign.
It's like a boardroom corporate.
Yeah. I can hear it.
I agree.
That's I can hear
good
it.
There's actually a Taylor Swift one that, like...
Oh, here we go.
Starbucks lovers?
No, not that one.
That
I've always known that one.
Yeah.
There's a song called Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Oh boy.
And the like it was crazy. I feel like for like a year I didn't know the correct lyrics and I was like shook to my core. It says,
were we together when you realized it or something?
I don't know. I don't think so. I saw a TikTok of a girl realizing it and I was like, "Oh my God."
Oh, okay, you just talked about it with yeah me then.
So it's basically talking about how like whatever. She goes, it takes everything in me just to get up each day.
Oh, just to get up
each day.
But or just to get a beach day.
To get a beach day. And honestly. It takes everything in me just to get a beach day. I thought it meant like...
to make a little vacation for yourself.
Yeah, no, but like the song's about like heartbreak.
No. I thought it meant like it took everything in me just to even get you to do something. Like that's what I thought she meant. Like it takes everything in me
just
to like
get up.
Like it takes
Wait, is the lyrics beach day or
no,
get up,
get
each,
up
day?
Each day?
It takes me. It's very hard to get a beach day for me.
I agree.
You gotta drive all
known.
The way, and then you gotta schlep all the stuff.
No way.
The beach is a lot.
I empathize with her on this one.
I love that one actually. Yeah. Like I love her lyrics.
I get it.
I also have a current one that the Lady Gaga song, that girl in your head ain't real. That
oh,
part?
Yeah, the new song.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought the lyric was, that girl in your head ain't real.
I was ain't like, what?
So she goes, that girl in your head ain't real. How bad do you want me for real? I just thought it was, that girl in your head ain't real.
Oh,
yeah. Like, I get it.
Shout out to the migraine community.
I thought
that headache
real,
girl.
Real.
And I was like,
yeah,
what?
Get me some gumbo.
Like a headache and like, I'm like Instagram. Like, I don't know.
That
I was
headache
like, what the
real.
Fuck is she
no,
about?
She's shouting out to the migraine community.
Yeah. Thank you.
Gaga.
Speaking of thank you, there was one that someone said about Ariana Grande's thank you next. It sounds just like bacon, eggs.
Oh,
bacon,
I will never.
Eggs.
Oh, also, snap your fingers.
Do the step.
I've always heard snap your bagels, and you will always hear it. I swear to God, you will always hear it from now on. Snap your bagels. It sounds exactly like it. I did not know what the lyrics were. I had to look it up. So I was like, what the fuck is he saying?
Snap your fingers.
Snap your bagels.
I was like in middle school, and it was just like on the radio.
What is he saying? What could he be saying?
So one of our friends did like a Vine a long time ago, and it was, okay, you know Circle of Life, where it's like, and it was like, I got a penguin in my bottom. I got a penguin in my bottom. And they like put up like a piece of paper, and I was like, I couldn't get it out of my head. I got a penguin in my bottom.
I got in trouble as a child when I was like probably 9 or 10 years old. You know that song? Whoop, there it is.
Yes.
Okay. And I was on TV all the time, and I one time was just singing it out loud, like when I was in the kitchen. So my mom was like, Michael, you are not allowed to curse in this house. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because I thought the lyrics, which I think I haven't looked it up ahead of this, but I want to look it up now. She thought I was saying, whoop that ass.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what there she it thought. Is. And I think I thought the song is "Whoop, There It Is."
Yeah. That's what it is.
But my mom thought it was "Whoop That Ass."
Whoop that ass.
And she thought it was
"Whoop That
just,
Ass."
Just as like 8-year-old
She's like,
Jewish
I'm about to whoop
kid.
Your ass, Mike, and you keep saying it.
The first lyric to that song is "Party People."
Oh, yeah, party people.
It's such a good song.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, that's like
what I go. Hey, hey.
Party people in the house. Let's go with your boy Jay-Z. All right.
The lyrics are so chaotic. Like,
is that the same song
going on?
I think I'm singing a different song.
Is it Whoop? There it is.
It's Whoomp.
Whoomp?
Yeah, Mandela Effect.
It's in Space Jam, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I am singing the right
song.
That's like a song that you would have like if you're on the basketball team and you're like warm-up CD.
It's a bar it's a bar mitzvah walk-up song.
So
Wait.
Good.
If
what?
Minnie, Goofy, Mickey, is it these people singing it?
No.
The, okay, the like, Disney characters?
There's a whoop, there it is.
There's Mambo Number 5, a Disney version too, where it's like, a little bit of Pluto in my life, a little bit of Minnie in the sun. Remember that like, Radio Disney would play?
Yeah,
the Disney characters and not women.
No, wait, this is the right one though.
It's probably just like they redid it.
Yeah, Whoop, There It Is, debut single by the American hip hop pop rap duo Tag Team, released in May of 1993.
Yeah. Whoop, there it is.
Can you read the
ass.
First, like, line?
Party people.
Party. Does whoop, he say party people in the house? Let's go.
He goes, party people. Yeah, tag team music is in tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC, the brain supreme, and my man, Steve Roland. We're kicking the flow. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it says whoop, there it is. Whoop,
I saw something actually recently that gave me, like, the chills in terms of lyrics.
Okay.
It's a Role Model song.
Oh. Wait, which one? Emma.
Yes.
Wait, am I guilty?
No
am
way.
I sorry? And it's the
people
could say
like,
saying Emma sorry.
Emma sorry.
Yeah.
Emma
or
sorry.
Or they're saying like, am I'm guilty? Am I'm sorry?
Damn.
I know. That one's like less for me because you can clearly hear him say I.
Yeah, but Emma sorry.
I know.
That one, it like made me like hear the song completely differently.
Yeah, I came up on my TikTok the other day and I was like,
that album's phenomenal.
I know, I love
I listen
it
to the
so,
whole
so much.
Thing.
You know what confuses me? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
What's up?
Let's you know what the song that's like, am I, wait, is that same song? Like that part, I like literally thought he sang this other song, and it sounds exactly like the I wish I knew you wanted me. I thought that was Role Model. Yes. And it's the same exact like sound, and I'm like, wait, I'm so confused.
It goes up like that, and you think it's about to, yes.
But is that a Role Model song?
No.
Okay, that's always so confusing to me, but okay.
Yeah, a lot of times these producers also will use like similar sound packs and stuff, so sometimes yeah. we'll hear different.
Do you ever like have like two songs in your head and you just make it a mashup as well? Like you
sometimes,
get
a
song
yeah.
caught
DJ.
In your head and then it just goes into a whole other song and you're like,
get them on the CDJs.
No.
Songs. DJ speech team in the house.
Oh, you
DJ
know.
DJ speech team in the house.
You know, I feel like I've said this before. You know, Franz Ferdinand, that band where
Take
it's like, I
yeah.
say,
yeah,
you don't know.
Know.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
say,
yeah.
you don't know. You say,
take me out.
That pause, I thought he was cussing. Like
the whole time.
Like, he's like, you fucking bitch. Take me out.
Take
and
me
I
out.
Thought like on the music
shit,
video, because they would play the music video all the time, and I thought they would just
oh
edit that
God.
Out.
It's
like,
it's really funny.
I say, you fucking bitch. Take me out.
Wow. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's good, Matt.
That's really, really
well,
funny.
I have a bunch of like just common ones.
That
How dare
album.
You say that my behavior's on a banana bomb.
Yeah,
is that
songs
about
Jane?
Jane?
The best
that
album ever.
So,
that's like the maroon one.
Yeah.
This love.
Yeah, Sunday morning,
yeah.
this love.
Sunday morning.
Steal some cover, share some skin.
Big time for white people was
really?
Maroon 5.
Big time.
The peak
oh
of Maroon
God.
5.
The worst band name of all time, by the way. Maroon 5. What are we doing here, folks?
Best song, yeah. Sugar.
Oh, God.
S Club Sugar. 7, Maroon 5.
S Club 7.
I love S Club 7. That was my fucking jam. Okay, do you guys remember that song's like 1, 2, 3,
yeah,
four,
Feist.
Tell me that. I always thought it was, okay.
Oh, teenage hearts arise and you know.
I always thought it was, oh, teenage hoes arrive at your door.
Teenage hearts?
I have no clue what the real lyrics are, but I know.
Hoes. Those teenage hearts.
Arrive.
I don't know. The hoes. You loved a hoes.
I thought it was the hoes. And do you remember that song was like for the iPad Air? And, it,
oh,
and they
yes.
pull it out of that
the envelope.
Like,
yes.
envelope. That was so groundbreaking.
Have you guys remember the song that was for the commercial?
Yeah,
like, oh, like, Apple commercial songs were like, they would make or break an artist back in the day.
My, it would be Jet, like, 1, 2, 3. I'm out.
Okay,
yeah.
no,
okay, it literally says, doesn't even say teenage.
No, what?
It says, wait, hold on. Wait, oh, it is. Old teenage hopes.
Hopes.
Are right at your door.
Okay.
Hose.
What about Nolan's ex you were going to say?
I was going to say her. She's like in a band and they did, I think it was like the first AirPod commercial. Their song was like in it and they like, you make so much money from that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Speaking of Jet, the band. Because
Are
you so
gonna
fun,
be
that
my
one.
Girl?
Banana. Okay, so they put out a second album after that and Pitchfork reviewed it. And the only thing that Pitchfork wrote in their review, it was a picture of a gorilla peeing into its own mouth.
Oh.
0 stars.
Wait, I love that song.
No, it's the album after that one.
Their second
oh,
album.
Oh,
their
oh,
second
sorry,
album.
Sorry, sorry.
Album.
That's why we
you
never
know
heard of
this, right?
So
yeah.
mean.
They're so mean.
They're so mean.
Are they actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I've been kind of not consuming
They really never liked the Mars Volta either in high school. And I was like,
they love Vampire Weekend, though.
Of course they do. It's like,
is that why they're called Pitchfork? Because they're like,
yeah.
Because they're the devil.
Yeah.
Like, actually, is that why?
But they're really good writers. And I think, and I sometimes like the analysis like is needed. Or, I won't say it's an analysis. It's just the hot opinion about where
like,
someone's at in their artist. Because they view artists as like, this is a career. This is not about like making hits. Like, are you growing or are you just giving people what they want?
But
they're
like,
very big about that.
Who are they to decide
right.
what's
the
good
critics.
And what's not?
Art's meant to be critiqued.
I know, but
yeah,
I'm
but
like, what are your qualifications? You're just like a guy who went to fucking Berkeley.
Journalism school.
Yeah.
And you're
like
sitting
film
in a,
critics,
Chicago.
Like,
I know, that's what I'm saying. How are they to decide?
Because
yeah.
it's like, okay, say Charlie XCX came to like a group of people, like the critics, and was like, I want to come out with this Brat album. And they're like, that's really bad. But people like love it. Like,
yes.
like
I
know,
feel like
but
it's
they,
so subjective. Like,
no, I'm
sure,
just giving an example.
They could have not.
Like, something could have, yeah. Like, there, maybe that happens all the time.
There are
like,
no statues
like the
of critics.
The
I will
times
say
where I do think something's good and then I read it on Pitchfork, I'm like, oh, fuck, they do have a fucking point about that.
Oh, then that's terrible.
They're
maybe
brainwashing
I'm just an
you
person.
Into not liking your
getting
art.
Red-pilled.
To, you're, they're making you not like art that you like.
Right.
Because
I think
you think that their opinion is more important than your own.
True. I just like hearing from experts of people who know things more than I do.
No, Matt, if you like something, you know what you like. Don't let someone... I will never read a bad review about anything that I like because there's no reason to have someone else tell me why I shouldn't like something.
Because I'm trying to just understand it, why the person thinks it's bad.
Me too.
Because they're a fucking idiot. That's why.
No, not always.
No, they're not,
sometimes
Mike.
They'll point something out that you don't realize and you're like, oh. I think it's smart to like learn new information and form like, opinion, change your opinion based on new information.
Right. Yeah, but like, that's not.
I do the opposite. If there's something that I don't like, I'll read the positive review so I can try to understand why people do like it. But like, again, this changed my life when I was, whatever, 15. The Mars Volta album changed my fucking life. And then Pitchfork comes out and gives it like a 4.7. And they're like, this is so.
Out of what? 10?
Like 10. And they're like, this is just so self-indulgent and noisy. And the singer sucks. And I'm like, oh, you guys just are. You don't even have ears that work. Like, this is insane.
They actually gave the Jet album 0.
Yeah, with the monkey peeing in his mouth. That's the review. They didn't even write words. They just posted a picture.
I'm looking at like the worst.
Yeah, it was like
they gave Kiss a 0 out of, it's out of 100.
Oh, it's out of, well, they kind of, it's like 9.7.
Yes.
The Flaming Lips, 0 out of 100.
What? Which album?
Probably not their best one.
Zyrica?
There's going to be tons of stuff they're going to like have.
Liz, no, this is criminal. They give Liz Phair a 0 out of 100.
No, they did not.
Yeah.
Which album?
Her first one.
Oh. Wait, why can't I breathe whenever I...
And honestly, they gave not the best Fiona Apple album, the best review they've ever given.
They gave it a 10. They gave
it a 10. That is not her best album by far.
Fetch the Bolt Cutters.
I don't know.
I know.
Pitchfork is like...
Right. But that's who Pitchfork is.
Sure.
They have
Haters.
To exist.
Yeah,
they're like, if it was just like a fucking Rotten Tomatoes where they were just like, this is good... Pitchfork is Pitchfork, okay?
Yeah.
So if you got a fucking problem,
I do. I don't think they have good taste.
I think they're just mean.
I think it's fun at the end of the year when Pitchfork puts out their top 100 songs of the year, and it's fun going through that because then you discover some like really good songs too.
Yeah, that's how I found about Lana Del Rey.
Yeah,
was Pitchfork. So I thought I thought she was like this underground girl discovered whatever, and then it turned out she was like,
yeah. What's up on Taylor?
From Pitchfork?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. That video games music video.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable music video.
Video games.
For sure.
It's you. That's literally all I think of.
That's such a good music video.
I mean, I remember seeing it though, and I was like, this girl really loves herself because she was like, she's filming on like a fucking MacBook.
Yeah.
And she's like, keeps looking at herself kind of a thing. But she made it.
Yeah.
I don't think she made the video.
She didn't?
No, I think there was like a team and like a label, and it was a whole. I mean, maybe that one she did. I don't know.
I don't know how true it is, but it was like a sources say, but it was like the guy that she married said that he's like going to divorce her if she goes on tour.
Whoa.
Which I'm like, saw that one coming.
Yeah, women belong in the kitchen.
Literally. I don't know if it's true.
She was dating weird guys.
There was that one, it was some restaurant or something for like Women's History Month or something, and they said women belong in the kitchen. Do you remember this scandal?
Oh, yes.
It was some organization that they were like trying to empower women to be professional chefs. And it was like, women belong in the kitchen. Like, it's the chef world is not just for men. Yeah. But the post was literally, women belong in the kitchen. And everyone was like.
That's like a Parks and Rec episode.
Yeah. Like, are you?
Yeah.
Well, I have like a bunch of just like common ones. I don't know if you guys want me to like read the real lyric and then read you the fake one or like.
Why don't you read us the.
Nate, tell us the song.
Yeah.
Okay. Macy Gray, I Try.
Oh.
I love that song.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's the crumble. It's the crumbles part.
I crumble.
My world crumbles when you are not here. My world crumbles when you are not here.
Close.
Read us the fake version, and we'll see if we can figure out what the real words are. Or do you not?
I blow bubbles when you are not here.
That's what people think it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
I blow bubbles when you are not here.
What it's so my stupid. World it's crumbles so when world. You are not near.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw Macy Gray one time.
You did?
I was at down in Venice. What's that bar right in like the heart of Venice? And you like can go.
Yeah.
There's a downstairs and an upstairs.
Is it the Whaler or something?
Jameson? Not the Whaler.
Jameson's?
No, it's not Jameson's. That's... No, it's right. Anyways, I'm
like
there.
On the beach.
I'm hammered. Patricia and I love Macy Gray, especially that song. And this woman walks right by me, and it's like a packed bar, and I'm like.
Macy?
That was Macy Gray. And I go, Macy Gray just walked by. Patricia goes, you're fucking hammered. She's like, Matt, why would Macy Gray be in Venice right now
Whaler.
At a bar like this this time of
She's
night?
She's queening out.
I'm like, I swear it was her. And then I thought I was seeing people. And then I go outside and I'm like looking around and like the bouncer's like, can I help you? And I'm like, I'm so sorry, but it was Macy Gray here. I swear I saw her. And he goes, she was. That was her. And I was like, get the fuck out.
Nice.
And I went back in. I'm like, she was here. Like, it was like, I don't know, it was like seeing a unicorn. And you're like, did I just imagine
Macy,
that?
Come on the pod, queen.
Do you want to go queening out one?
Yeah.
Let's go queen out, lady.
That's a great, it was so that's funny. Such a good turn of phrase.
She was queening out.
Oh my God. I love that.
There's a really funny misheard lyric in Like a Virgin by Madonna.
Oh,
I don't know if you
okay.
want to guess what it is or if you know what it is.
I don't know that song that
oh,
well.
That whole, oh, Like a Virgin, touch for the very first time.
Like a virgin when your heart beats next to mine. I don't know what the...
Okay. So Like a Virgin, touch for the very first time is the lyric.
Yeah.
And people, a lot of people thought it was Like a Virgin, touch for the 31st time.
Oh, boy.
31st touch time.
Not a virgin.
Yeah. Ho.
Yeah.
Also,
lots of notches in that bedpost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Another Madonna song that's a simile, just like a virgin, but Like a Prayer. That song, you know, that song is about a
blowjob.
It's about a blowjob.
Oh yeah.
Oh, because she's getting on her knees.
On my knees.
Yeah.
I close my eyes. When you call my name, I want to take you there
in the midnight hour.
It's a whole song about a blowjob.
That's so funny. Wow. It's so just like,
I can feel the power.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
It's like an angel.
Mike's like, we've got to remove it from.
Calm down, guys. Calm down, boys.
Okay.
Well, speaking of a prayer, a Bon Jovi Living on a Prayer.
Oh,
it's a big misheard lyric. A big misheard lyric. The actual lyric is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. Can you guess what people thought it was?
If we're naked or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like the Lizzie McGuire one.
Yeah.
And also, remember there was that vine that was like, lemon on a pear. And it was like a lemon like resting on a pear. And it's like lemon on a pear.
A potato
around my room.
There was this also. Do you guys ever watch the? There was these clip art like Newgrounds videos that people would make with the misheard lyrics of like an entire song.
Yes,
have you seen
it? There would and it would yeah, it would be like on Microsoft fucking
yes,
Paint, and
yes.
There would be like Fall Out Boy. Where it's like we're going downtown to Tulalurira.
Right,
like,
right.
It's like a silly town. Or whatever.
I loved watching those videos.
Yeah.
And there'd be like Dane Cook ones. Like if people would animate like a Dane Cook just stand
oh, like
up.
Stand up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh fuck was I gonna say.
This is a big one.
What?
The Ja Rule and J-Lo song I'm Real,
mm-hmm.
where J-Lo says, are you Ellie? Like she's spelling
yeah.
out Ja
Wait,
Rule.
Hold on.
Oh. R-U-L-E. Like rule.
Oh, she's not saying, are you ready?
Yeah, that's what that this person said.
Okay. I've heard that before, and it did blow my
are
mind, but I forgot
Ellie?
It, obviously.
Is that your hips, those eyes,
love it when you touch me, baby.
Those hips.
They had a great, Ja Rule and Ashanti had like the best, or no, that was J-Lo.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, well, in any case, Ashanti and Ja Rule, I feel like, had the best, like,
yeah.
songs
and the
together.
Music video was like a Grease parody, right?
Yes.
She's like,
that was the Mesmerized song.
Oh, you're right.
I think.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's the Dave Chappelle thing about 9/11. We got Ja Rule on the line. Can we get Ja Rule's thoughts about 9/11? You know?
No.
He was just like, after 9/11, like they were just running out of people to interview. And he's like, I'm watching MTV. And like while the towers were burning, MTV was just like, well, we got Ja Rule on the line. Ja, what do you think about this? He's like, I don't want to
no
hear
way.
From a celebrity right now.
No way.
So you'll see comments on Reddit still where it'll be like, I don't know, you know,
Ja,
airstrike in Japan or something in the top comment. Well, what does Ja Rule think about this?
I've probably seen that before.
I
just
know,
have no
I'm
idea
like,
what
it's
the
a
hell?
Dave Chappelle sketch where he's like, can we get Ja on the line? What does Ja
That's
Rule think
funny.
About this?
Someone said in Piano Man, I thought making love to my tonic and gin was making love to my tiny friend Jim.
Piano Man?
Yeah.
Right when you said, I thought you said pee on me. Like, I was like,
a pee on me?
We're all just losing our minds.
Yeah.
This one's funny. The Bee Gees, More Than a Woman.
More Than a Woman.
A big misheard lyric, or that part, they thought it was bald headed woman.
Bald-headed
woman.
Bald-headed woman.
You know,
more than a woman.
This is bringing up a memory. My dad used to have this book in our house, and it was misheard Jim. Lyrics, but they would make illustrations of.
Oh.
So I think the name of the book was Please Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy,
yes.
oh,
which is the Jimi Hendrix song.
Oh,
and
yeah.
it was Jimmy. It was this like cartoon caricature of Jimi Hendrix like kissing a guy. And I was like, what the hell is this book? And
we should have brought that book in today.
It was just like a picture book. But I bet so many of the songs would be like old 70s, 80s songs. But yeah, I remember.
I'm sure some of these are in there, though.
Yeah, definitely.
No. Totally.
Some people always say, like, you know, New York concrete jungle. Some people say wet dream tomato.
That was a big one.
That's a huge one.
This one, someone said in Don't Trust Me, they said they thought, you know how it says, I'm a vegetarian. And they thought it said, I'm a Sagittarius.
And I fucking scared of him.
Oh.
Which I feel I'm like maybe if you're.
I feel like the V is so pronounced.
I know.
Because he has beef. Tell your boyfriend if he says he got beef that I'm a fudge.
I don't think I would ever hear Sagittarius.
That's such a funny line. Like, I never really thought about it.
An iconic line.
Okay, what are the lyrics to the chorus?
Hasn't been paying attention the whole time.
Oh, wait, sorry. Isn't that crazy? Think about that line. Do you know what the line was?
If we have beef, call me vegetarian.
Yeah.
No,
tell your boyfriend. If he says he's got beef,
tell your boyfriend
that I'm a vegetarian
and I'm fucking scared.
Like, it's
him.
So funny, and he looks like fucking the skinny tall guy.
Yeah,
I love it. It feels like an Eminem would write something like that.
Tell your boyfriend, but it's kind of it's jokey. Like,
yeah,
it's like a parody.
Who sings that song?
It sounds like a Lil Wayne lyric.
303. Yeah, I don't know.
They're funny.
Well, you should know.
I should know 303.
Yes.
Yeah, we just saw them together.
303.
Aaron told me too for so long, like how fun they are, like to watch, because Emo Night like opened for them on a tour.
Oh,
and
right.
They played at the Emo Night anniversary. And it was, it was like,
they're the best.
They're so like,
these
you can tell they're just having
from
fun.
Cigarette burns, fast cars, fast women, and cheap drinks. All these self-efficated. Take the white pill, you'll feel all right.
They're very fun. I love them.
Love them.
The chorus of Dancing Queen.
Young,
do you know what the
sweet,
words are?
Only
you
17,
can dance, you can jive,
having
the time
of your
life.
Oh, see that girl, watch that scene.
Dig in the dancing queen.
Okay, good.
What a lot of
people were saying that they thought it was watch her scream, which is very dark and scary. And I don't think that's not. But they also are. So this is like something that changed my life. I didn't know growing up that ABBA was not American. And so I never heard that they like have an accent really.
Oh,
but then
you're like, so I never listened to them.
No, I
all
did.
American.
No, like I would listen to them, but now as like an adult, I'll hear like the song SOS or something. And I'm like, oh my god, they have a full blown accent. Like I didn't realize that they had an accent when I was a kid, and now it kind of changes. I'm like, I can tell that this is like a
foreign band,
foreign
singing
person
English
singing.
Songs.
Yeah,
which is interesting. Very late to know that the Bee Gees were Australian.
Oh, I just found that out.
I have a Bee Gees in this moment? Lyric, actually.
That the Bee Gees?
Oh, we already did that one.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Bee Gees. Yeah, they're just, I never knew they were Australian, like Australian brothers and stuff.
It's crazy how people, like a lot of people with accents, like One Direction, for example, like Harry Styles, like they don't really sing with accents.
Oh,
they
chants?
Oh, you're right. Sometimes they do.
Ed Sheeran sings with an accent a lot of times.
But for the most part, like they don't.
Right. They're
I guess One Direction's a bad example because I feel like they're the most accent-y singers. But yeah, I just think it's always
But like 1975, I mean.
Just think he's a straight American.
If someone's saying chocolate.
You don't want to get it. No, you never want to get it.
Or
petticoats.
But also you'll hear British bands that are like, wait, what the fuck? Like Led Zeppelin all have British accents. Like.
Crazy.
You know, I mean, think of like a
Led
Zeppelin
song. Who's that Craig David? He's a British singer. And Natasha Bedingfield, isn't she British?
Craig David, the 7 Days guy?
Yeah.
Took her for a drink on.
I think
we were making love by
British.
Wednesday.
My friend said he dropped acid and he went to a Natasha Bedingfield concert in a parking lot in the middle of the summer and said it was one of the worst times of his entire life.
I opened up for Natasha Bedingfield at a Six Flags in Atlanta, Georgia.
Did you really?
Staring.
You know her brother
posters.
Is like a musician too. It's like, can I be?
Yeah.
Give me just 1 second.
It's Daniel Bedingfield.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, I was in a band.
Never know he's British.
2008, we drove down to Atlanta, Georgia to play at Six Flags. There was 3 people in the audience.
Damn.
And but then Natasha Bedingfield came out and there was like 50 people in the audience. It was insane. I have a picture with her. It's on my Facebook.
Was that when she was like big?
It was right before she was like getting really big. I think this is like one of her.
We all start somewhere.
Hot take. Unwritten. I'm getting really sick of that fucking song.
Are people playing it around?
You listen to it a lot?
Every time you go out.
Fucking fine. Yes, bars play it
now.
They
love it now.
That and Mr. Brightside really
is. Mr. Brightside is everywhere.
I could never get sick of that song.
Real, oh, for me?
It's always in my Pilates classes.
I used to love it. Now I'm like,
oh my God.
We got to find a new little like ending fucking song. Because Mr. Brightside, though, had a massive revival like 10 years after that song, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
Mr.
Well,
Brightside.
Kind of, I think it's been around basically forever.
I feel like it became even a bigger hit. It aged like really good wine, where people realized how good the fucking song was and then started playing it a lot.
So good.
Where it became like a closing time. If you're at a party or a massive wedding, what are the final three songs?
Yep.
Mr. Brightside.
It's just like everyone knows it.
But Unwritten, man, that is just like.
And Mr.
You know what's better than Unwritten? These words are my own.
These words
no,
are my
No, it's terrible.
Own.
I love you, I love you. Like, shut the fuck up.
I love it.
I hate that like repeating chorus. I love you, I love
and
you.
And why
love
Mr.
You,
Brightside
like,
also
up.
Gets super annoying. And just you hear it so much is because the first verse and the second verse are exactly the same. So it's like every time you hear that song once, you're really just hearing it twice.
Come out of my cage.
Come in. It's the same.
Doing just fine.
I feel like that might be jealousy. Turning saints into the sea. That's what I sing.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Oh,
point.
I don't know a single word of that song.
Turning saints into the sea. Choking on your alibi.
Choking on your. What's that
Maybe
from?
There was a lullaby in there, too.
Alibis.
Choking. Okay. Turning saints into the seas.
Turning saints into the sea.
Sick lullabies.
Choking on your...
Swimming through sick lullabies.
Swimming through sick lullabies.
Choking on your alibi.
What's the first line?
Jealousy?
Yeah, like
What's
the line.
Turning saints
Jealousy.
Into the seas?
Turning the... saints into the seas.
Is that
okay,
about,
we
like,
are singing it.
But what does that mean?
Maybe like drowning like people from the church?
Or I shot the albatross? I
don't know. Who knows what the fuck that song's about?
The albatross.
Coming out of my cage.
From the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner?
Yeah.
When you guys were growing up, was there like the big debate about blue, dubba dee dubba die?
If I was green, I would die.
If I was green, I would die. We would be like a roller skating at like a roller rink. And we'd be like, if I was green, I would die.
Oh my God. It's actually so creepy thinking about it, though. Like the deep, dark meaning behind it. We were just like thinking it meant, I don't know.
I have a blue house with a blue window.
Yeah.
Blue is my color.
Not the lyrics. It's just dubba dee dubba die.
Yeah. Because it's the name of the fucking song.
But how are we gaslighting ourselves into hearing, if I was green, I would die?
It's fun
because they're blue.
We weren't like saying that's the actual lyrics. People were just like,
no, people. I remember people would be like, no, that's what the lyrics were. And I'm like, I don't think so. And then
we have Mandela effects all the time.
Blue, and people would be like, it's a blue court of red instead of a blue Corvette. And I was like, I don't know if that's what it is. That's one of those songs where like every line could be.
Because they seem like aliens.
And she is so blue.
Was that the music video? Was the aliens?
Listen up about a little guy that lives in a blue world.
Listen
and all day and all night.
Here's a story about a little guy who lives in a blue world.
Shout out to those people.
All day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue.
Like him.
Inside and outside, blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette.
Yeah, the blue Corvette.
And everything he sees. Wow.
But shout out to those guys. I bet they're like foreign European dudes that were just like probably coming down off Molly and were just like, I got this blue song. Let's just like say blue stuff and it's going to become a fucking massive hit. Like,
I think at one point I literally was like, oh, like is the Blue Man Group rebranding to this new artist?
65.
Yeah.
Yes.
What an iconic.
And the music video was just that shitty little animation of the.
Yeah.
Of that blue alien going around.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do they have any other hits?
Not really.
Do they need another one?
They're an Italian Eurodance group.
I feel like they had like two hits. It was blue, and then there was another one.
I had that album. There was a song about PlayStation that I loved. It was so good. They were just,
I had that album too.
Naming all the different, like Tekken 5 and Metal Gear Solid.
Oh,
he was just like naming video games. And it was called, and he was like, I love my PlayStation was the name of the song.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Eiffel 65. It's the only other song I remember from theirs. I don't think it was.
I always loved Aqua. Like,
oh, yeah.
Barbie.
Barbie, but they had a better one. It was like, happy boys and happy girls will be.
Wait,
we
did you? Someone
boys.
Literally else said, as a kid, I thought Lil Jon said, snap your bagels.
No, I did not look. I've said that for years, though.
That's crazy.
I mean, I thought that in like
what
high school.
Snap your bagels.
Snap your fingers.
Oh, snap your bagels.
But it sounds like, can I just play a second of it out here? Just so we can hear it. Just so
snap
everyone's on the same page here.
Someone said.
Oh,
it does sound like snap your.
It
can
does.
You say it with a real like southern
snap
accent?
Snap your fingers.
Yeah.
Bagels.
Yeah. Snap your bagels.
Do the step.
I can't hear it. I also, this isn't a lyric, but in the song, yeah. When he goes, yeah,
Carly,
yeah,
I was
goes,
just thinking,
doo, 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 like the flute. I like it's all I hear. It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, is a really that's a song where like it take it. I had to look up the lyrics to like get it down.
Same.
It was like in the club with my homies, trying to keep a little VI, keep it down on the low key.
she know what I mean.
And then she's like, from the club, she told me that her and my girl used to be the best of homies.
Yeah,
but that's just saying me. Hey, and that. Yeah,
Shorty said, "Come get me," or
and I followed up, dance on the floor. She said, "Baby, let's go." This one, yeah, because like when you're like, yeah, yeah, I got so caught up, I forgot she told me. Yeah, that is like, you can't even understand what he's saying. Yeah.
I sing along to that song and I get probably, I'm sure 90% of the words wrong.
Oh, well, I'm obnoxious. And when I hear it, I'm like saying all the words.
I can do the ludicrous part perfect. I know everything he's saying, but everything else, it's just like one word.
Look ridiculous in the cup. Look, it's so conspicuous.
Someone said, my friends thought Calvin Harris, you're giving me, you know how it's like, you're giving me such sweet nothings. Mm-hmm. He said, was sexy loving.
Wait, that's how I hear it. Wait.
Yeah, it sounds like that.
Wait, that's what you thought it was.
Wait, it's sweet nothing?
Yeah, it says, my friends thought Calvin Harris, you're giving me sweet nothings, was sexy loving. It's like what it's called,
I thought it was sexy loving the whole time.
You're giving me such sweet. Oh, no, such sweet nothing.
Yeah.
That's a good lyric. Such sweet nothing. I have a really funny one that's very common. I'm a Believer by the Monkees.
And then I saw her face.
Yeah, now I'm
that's
a Believer.
The Monkees?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was Shrek.
That was Smash Mouth covering it.
Yeah. The Mr. Lyric is, then I saw her face, no, I'm going to leave her.
Oh.
Jesus.
I saw her face, no, I'm going to leave her.
Sad.
That's really good. We were just told by our lovely engineer, Caden, that we should come up with, or we should bring up Poker Face by Lady Gaga.
Oh, right.
That, which I did not know at all.
I think she came out and admit, did she admit this? Like, she came out and said it, right? Yeah, that like one time that she says it's poker face, one time she says fuck her face. And they played it on the radio.
Fuck her face.
Like that, like, I think she might have even layered it with a poker face. I don't know. But if you go back and listen to it, it's she's saying fuck her face one time in the song.
Oh, boy.
And she got,
no, it says poker face, fuck her face. It's literally, it shows up as the chorus every single time.
Whoa.
And they just played it on the radio because people
good
didn't.
Good call.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. Because I'm bluffing with my muffin.
The only celebrity I ever care to meet again is Lady Gaga. So I can get her to remember that story.
Sure. You remember this?
I bet you she will.
She'd be trying to be nice.
At a restaurant and the girls that we were with thought she was sitting next to us. And I was like, here we go. I'm going to go up to her. And then, but it wasn't her. But I would have gone up to her at this restaurant and be like, I'm so sorry. I know you don't want to whatever, but do you remember in 2008 at South by South or whatever?
Don't think she would remember that.
No.
Think of how much life she's lived since that moment.
She meets people every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm pretty memorable.
I don't know, Mike. Not that
have
memorable.
You ever seen that video of like Rihanna where like someone was like, we've met before. And she goes, yes, I remember you. And you can tell Rihanna has no clue who this person is. But she's just like, yes, I do remember you.
Oh my God,
how
that's me
you?
Everywhere I go. Not like people know me. I just mean like Nolan knows. I'm like, oh, yes, of course we met.
Oh, gosh, there's this girl.
So bad at knowing.
Be careful here.
What?
Just let's not get in trouble again.
I don't even care.
Okay. Are we sure? That's what you said the last time.
Are we sure?
Okay. I'll say it's a different name.
Okay.
This girl, I've known probably for now 2 years.
Okay.
But I only see her once every like 6 months at a party. And
oh, you told us this.
And she says like, what's my name?
Oh, that's
crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
Which I fucking hate. I know her.
It's a little entitled.
And it's always at a party. We're hammered. And last night, I'm at the concert, and she's like, she sees me from across the dance floor and just puts out answers like, what is it?
You're literally. Oh.
And I'm like.
Wait, I love this diva. Larry that's David, so right fucking funny.
That's a Curb episode.
Didn't even say the words.
At the concert.
Just didn't say a word. Just,
like, and I know her friend's name, and I go, your friend's name's that. She goes, well, that's not my name. And also, you're saying her name wrong, by the way.
Wait, I'm dead. I love her. I need to meet her.
That's actually really funny.
Oh, God. It's
is she, like, funny, or is it, like...
I mean, this is funny. Arms out, arms out.
Yeah.
She
you
definitely.
Just know. She doesn't even just say anything.
Name.
Yeah. She just, you know what she wants.
Yeah. For me to say her fucking name and I don't know it. And she gets me every time. She's not.
You're going to have to figure
she kind of leans into the humor, but you can tell she's like pissed and thinks that I'm a dick because I don't like.
Can you retell really, really quickly? So I think it's like a couple episodes ago you were telling us about
when
this
I was
situation.
In college? Oh, yeah. What? Oh, when I was in college and I was at a party and a girl was like, Matt, what's my name?
Yeah.
And then I go, like, Jessica, and she goes, get the fuck out of my face, Matt King. I never want to fucking talk to you again,
Matt King.
This
isn't the same person?
No. This is
oh my God. I thought
that was a college
thing.
This is
people?
Actively going on. No, this
wait,
is a girl.
Who's this person?
This is just a
person.
Girl that's through friends, a friend group. It's a friend group that's not part of my friend group. Trust me. If it was somebody I would see often
you
in a friend
be
group,
about it.
Of course I would know the name. I see this girl once every 6 months, and it's usually some other friend's birthday party. And this has been going on for now 2 years, but every time she sees me is like,
do you know her name now?
Yes, I do.
I would never forget.
No, now yes, I do. Etch it on your body.
Usually before I go to something, I kind of prepare.
If I'm about to go to, if she's there. If
I look at the party full and try to, because there's you'll see like,
you just name off every girl name.
Before I go to a party usually, and I know I'm about to be around a bunch of people that I need to just polish up on some names, I'll go through Instagram's partiful, refamiliarize myself, going, okay, that's that person. I know it. This, what's my name?
It's just the handle.
Oh, I thought it was
so
the same girl.
Don't wear it out.
And then I'm like looking over people's head. I'm like, what's her name? What's her name? And then like Patricia's like, I don't know.
I did that at Patricia's party. It was so fucking loud in there. And this girl said her name to me and then to another person, didn't catch it three times, different people.
It's always so hard.
And then she introduced me to her friend and she's like, oh, this is Mike. And I was like, fuck. And then Kevin, Matt's brother, came over and he sat down next to me. And I was like, Kevin, when you leave, can you please just reintroduce yourself? And he was getting up and he's like, all right, well, I'll see you guys later. And then he walked away and I was like, fuck. And then he turned around and goes, by the way, what was your name again?
Nice.
And did it so casually. And then I got it. So shout out to Kevin.
What I do in those situations, if I forget, I'm like, oh, this is my friend Kevin.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And then Kevin would then be like, oh, I'm Kevin.
But then don't you feel awkward?
That's exactly what I do. I'm like, no. Have you met my boyfriend, Nolan?
Yes.
What's your name?
Yes.
No, right. I feel like because people catch that. Because if you're introducing someone.
I don't think so.
No, nobody catches that. Last night also this happened. This guy, I'm like standing there and this guy, I know his face. He sees me and he's like, dude. I'm like, what's up, man? Matching his energy. Like, how are you, man? Nice sweater. All right. You know, we're at the show. And he has his friend named like Richard. And he's like,
oh, Matt,
this is my
careful.
Buddy. What?
Let's just, okay.
It's okay. It's like, this is my buddy Richard. And then he gestures back to me. He goes, Ben here. He's like, friends with everybody. And I hear Ben come out of his mouth. And I'm like, yes. Because I don't know his name.
Yeah.
I go, but my name's Ben. He's like, is it not? And I'm like,
he
no.
One
and I don't know your name. And he's like, oh, dude, it's all good. And but it was the best hearing someone get my name wrong. Like, you just caught them straight up.
Oh, it's so awkward,
I didn't
though,
know his
you
name.
Do it.
And then another girl came up to me at that party, and she goes, I bet you don't remember me, right? Well, now I certainly don't. You just fucking Men in Black wipe my brain. And when she said that, like, I recognized her. She came up to me, and she just goes, I bet you don't remember me, do you?
What did you do to her?
Yeah.
What did you do
to
her?
I don't think I did anything. But it's like when you say, like, she said that to me, and it was like, oh, now I actually have no idea what this person's name is. And I, like, knew her, but I couldn't place her name.
And it's the worst if you're, like, maybe in a car, and you have, like, some friends in the car who, like, maybe don't know their name, and, like, someone's on the speaker, like, who are you with? I'm like, oh, it's Patricia, this person, and just a bunch of other people. I remember one time I was at your house, and Colin was there. I had just met Colin, and I'm on the phone with, like, Patricia. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm here with Mike, Sam, Adam, Cam. And he looks at me and goes, Cam? And I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
I went red. And I'm like, it's not Keys, like, it's Colin? And I'm like, right,
sorry. I know,
sorry.
It sucks when you do it. Like, you feel like a terrible human when you do it. You're like, I feel like I have respect for this person
now. I know.
I can't remember their damn name.
Ugh. The worst.
Poor Colin.
Poor Colin. But no, I know Colin, like, no problem. Like, I can say Colin's name, but man. Cam? Shit.
Yeah, it's okay.
And I was even, it was another girl last night we were talking to, we were making plans for Coachella, and I thought her name
was
something else. Yeah, we're going.
Oh, nice.
Are you guys going? It.
No, but I said to Carly the other day, I was like, I feel like Matt would go to this one. It's such a good lineup.
Oh, yeah. I'm pumped.
No North Korea.
And she, no North Korea. Not your another trip. But she like was like, here, give me y'all's number, and we'll like meet up. And I was like, what's her name? Or I was, and then luckily I had her phone, and I went to her contact and like got the name.
That's when I do. Here, put it in.
Oh, I know I should have done that, but I was like, I want to make like act like I know her name.
On this date I went on last night, I went to go use the restroom, and I'm using the urinal. Man comes up next to me, and he goes, oh my God, what do you do for a living? And we're both peeing, and it's like, we're the only two people in the bathroom. And I was like, oh, I like, you know, do work with social media people. He's like, oh my God, I love that. How old are you? And I was like, I'm a little older than I look. He goes, I bet you are. Your skin is glowing. And I was like, okay, and then I finished peeing, and he's like, well, I have to get your Instagram.
You're talking midstream having a conversation.
Is this like weird to
it's
talk
so
midstream?
It's so bizarre.
You're a stranger. Mike and I can pee at the exact same time.
And talk, because we know each other.
Yes.
But I was already peeing in the urinal, and this guy came in while I'm midstream and starts this conversation with me. And then he was all saying like, oh, I'm so fucked up. I'm celebrating a friend's birthday. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun. And then he was like, well, what's your Instagram? And I was like, oh, just my name, M-I-K-E-S-A. He's like, no, I'm too fucked up. I need you to type it in. And I was like, Okay, just give me a second.
Wash your fucking hands.
Right, and I was washing my hands, and I was like, I can just tell you again real quick. He's like, no, just, I'll wait till you're done washing your hands, and like stood there while I'm washing my hands, and then I dried my hands, and then he gave me his phone, and I typed my name in, and I was like, that's me, and I didn't even hit follow, because like I don't want to, you know, be weird about it. I was like, here's my Instagram, and he goes, well, I hope you're going to follow me back, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to get back to my date now, and then I went back, and I don't think I'm going to follow this man back.
Oh, No.
Getting a, like,
I want to see his profile.
I was
going to
ask, when you
go,
when girls are in a bathroom, do you guys like chat with strangers in the bathroom?
No, because they're stalls.
Yes. Girls actually like bond with other girls.
No, but like strangers, will you be like, oh my God, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
is it like a social scene?
It's different though. It's like when you're at the mirror, like at the hand washing station, not like
not while you're hitting, not while water's hitting other water.
No, because
sometimes
knock, hey, how you doing over there? Everything cool?
Yeah. Like, what do you do for a living?
Do
like,
you want to have a tampon?
It's the girls' room.
Just ask me what I do for a living. How old I? Like, it was. He asked so many questions so quickly.
Well, he did say he was fucked up.
Yeah, I,
so I
know.
Think that
yeah, he was
clears
just like,
up why he was doing
for sure
this.
Chatty.
But just I felt like I was just like, man, this is wild stuff.
Mm. I keep getting these TikToks of this guy who puts this sign on like in a parking lot, and it's like gay parking only. But it, yeah, there are always like old men that he does it to. And the one I saw the other day, I was laughing so hard.
Oh, like get boomers upset about it?
But they say this
no,
is the guy who
yeah, like, so it's like the guy was going to his car and he was like, oh, he's wearing like a security kind of outfit. And he was like, sir, like this is gay parking only.
Oh, like a cart narcs kind of thing.
And the guy was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like I didn't realize, which is so funny because like I feel like anyone so sorry, our age would be like, that's not a thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But so yeah, the old guy was like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, well, unfortunately, I'm going to have to write you a ticket.
Oh my God.
And the guy
God.
Was like, well, what if I just say I'm gay? He's like probably in his 70s.
Oh my goodness.
And he's like, oh yeah, that's okay. Like, but you'll just have to answer a few questions. And then he like starts asking this old guy questions. He's like, are you a top or a bottom? Are you
oh, God.
He's so earnestly answering them. They're answering them. He's like, how many partners have you had?
Oh my God.
And like one of them too, it was like, okay, like talk in your best like gay voice if you're gay.
No. Oh my God.
Oh no.
It was so funny. I was cracking up just because like I know like any other time I'd be like, this is fake, but like they're old
yes,
people.
Yes.
And then another one came
I'm
up
sorry.
Probably because I engaged with it like a little while later, and this guy was like, this is a scam because he like didn't like the
oh,
questions.
Yeah.
It was
it's
very
so funny,
funny
to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, both of them were like, oh, I didn't even realize. I'm
right,
sorry.
Right.
It's like going to Erewhon, like, sorry, this is for rich people. Yeah. Rich people's well only.
Gay
I'm so sorry.
Parking.
Yeah, gay parking.
Have you seen the guy that shows brain rot to old people?
Yes.
In the folder.
Yes.
And he's just pointing at it, and it's the scary
thing. He'll like go to like a grocery store and open a folder.
They're like, uh-huh. Like, what? Answer. Like it'll be a phone and he'll press answer and then it goes to the
it's
next.
It's like John Pork.
It's really funny.
And
they're
like,
what
dolphin.
Are you showing me? They're like, I don't
and,
know.
And
what
I
this
love
is.
That all the comments were like, these people have free will to leave and they just don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, why don't they just go, I'm okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Because he's pointing and he's drawing. Sometimes I feel like those are a little bit like I feel bad that you're like taking advantage of like poor old people, but
it's sometimes I don't like
public pranks.
Public
no.
pranks.
That There's, I hate.
It's Cassandra Bowman.
Yeah, I love Cassandra.
Cassandra Bowman
so,
is
so
the
good.
Best prank phone caller in the fucking game right
in
now.
In history.
Yeah.
Well, so
she, hi, honey, this is Cassandra Bowman. Hi. He is such a great prank phone
so
caller
funny.
Because he creates a sense of urgency. He
yeah.
also keeps saying honey to the person. So
yes.
the person on the other line is like, okay, yeah, wait, I must know this person. He gets really real with them and then just starts escalating
like he
the
literally
situation.
Called a Harvard professor and was like saying that she's on the ethics board. Like she was really sweet, but like she's on the ethics board.
Yes, honey. Yes,
and,
this is a really big deal.
The professor is accused of recording classes and sending them to community colleges. So
oh,
they could
I don't
see
like
that.
This.
Like
I don't
one
like
of them,
I don't like a prank call where you're stressing the other person
he,
out.
No,
I hate
Cassandra,
that.
Cassandra Bowman like first makes it very believable and then obviously makes it a prank. Like they'll set it up where the person's like, what? And then it gets sillier, and then it like
one
ends.
Of them,
he doesn't like lead them on a chase.
There's some girl that will call up people like and be like, yeah, oh yeah, I talked to HR and you're in big trouble. And she's like,
oh
my God.
I've seen this girl.
And I'm like, I fucking hate this. Like this woman is ruining people's lives. Like
yeah.
hardworking woman in customer service, you're gonna call her and tell her she's about to get fired. Like
yeah.
fucking hate it.
One of the Cassandra Bowman ones, I was on a flight to Salt Lake and I was crying, laughing. It was she was calling a library because there was like a children's book or something. She was like, I opened the children's book and there's post-its of like sexual
images
and like speak in here. And she's like, this is like a porno. And so then the librarian's like, oh my God. She's like, what else? Like, what else is on the notes in the book? And then she's like saying all these things. And then it gets to the point where the woman's like, okay, like I need you to bring the book in. She's like, yeah, you want me to bring that in? I know you want to read that.
And the comments are like, she wants to read it so bad. Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
I was
God.
On a flight watching them and I was crying and I was by myself and I'm just like convulsing and people are like, what is going on? I binged probably 20 and there's like hundreds of them.
I've never seen it. I feel like you would love this too.
Watch it and then rewatch it.
Have you seen the vaccine one where she's like, yeah, we noticed that you lied about some vaccines and so you need to come up and get all these vaccines.
Yes.
And he's like, lied about the vaccine? She's like, honey, there was Cheeto dust on the vaccine document. I'm not lying.
Also, he reads through all the vaccines and then the comments are so funny because they're like nurses and they're like, the way that he's pronouncing these vaccines is like so wrong.
Cheeto dust.
Cheeto dust.
Yeah.
You have to, Mike, do
but is he
thing.
Ruining these people's days?
No. That guy was really mad.
Well, yeah.
He was like, fuck you.
But Mike, I usually do not like prank
I
phone calls.
I don't like a prank phone call.
And my brother, it kept in Olivia, his fiance kept talking about, Matt, you have to watch Cassandra
They're
Bowman.
So
and I'm like,
good.
I don't know. And I watched one and I was like dying. And then I watched all of them.
I don't think you'll feel like bad for the people.
I was traumatized as like a 10-year-old. Me and my friends one summer, we were like, opened up the phone book and we were like, let's just prank call people to like tell them that they won tickets to something from a radio station. So we called like one person, they didn't answer, called another person, they answered, and they're like, okay, hang up, kids. And then another woman answers and we just hear like and we're like, hey, is this Cheryl? And she goes, yes, but I'm on a breathing machine right now.
Oh,
is this important?
God.
And we were like, no, we were just prank calling. You were so sorry. And ever since then, I was like, I will never prank call somebody ever again. I still feel bad to this day.
Cassandra Bowman gets like requests, like fans will like reach out to him, like, you should message or prank phone call this person for me. He does a bit of like, I don't think he's.
Oh, this is a man call up, like, pretending a
store,
to be a woman?
And he's like, I'm lost in the store right now. I lost my son. Yeah. Like, how old is your son, ma'am? He's 13. He's wearing like a Lana Del Rey t-shirt. I have no clue.
So
she's like, I'm blind.
Funny.
I can't see.
So good.
And they're like, oh, so no, good. Ma'am. It's.
He also makes fake Netflix trailers for documentaries, and they're so good. Like, it's just a documentary. Like, the one I saw yesterday was about just this woman who, like, had a ghost in her house. But the way he edits it and, like, the way he speaks was like, I was alone, and I was like, and
right,
I felt the spirit in my
and
house.
And I knew something wasn't right.
Yeah, it's like, I had a ghost in my house. Like, it's so funny.
I love it.
Have you heard his real voice?
No.
You haven't?
No.
It's like, hey guys, thank you so much for loving all the videos. Like, it's like
crazy.
In this
no,
register.
I want him to speak as Cassandra.
I think it's so impressive how
he's like Elizabeth Holmes.
So
it's impressive when he does it, but when Elizabeth Holmes
does
it. Well,
he's not running a multi-level blood company.
Cassandra Bowman, the best.
Well, that was fun. Thanks for watching another episode, everybody.
No!
It was okay.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Just kidding.
This is a good.
We had some good laughs.
Yeah.
Pranks, laughs. Ah.
What was that?
Get Taylor with the Swift? Times.
No, almost Louis and Liam and Harry. Or no, Niall and Harry.
Oh, okay.
Pranks, laughs.
Well, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Okay,
please leave a nice comment. Share with your friends.
Toodles.
See you later.